though he had been a boy at the time. Dr. Millar had never forgotten the spectacular return of Halley's comet in 2061. Doubtless that had something to do with his next move. Many comets, including some of the most famous, had been discovered by amateurs who had thus secured immortality by writing their names on the heavens. Back on Earth, a few centuries ago, the recipe for success had been simple. A good, but not particularly large, telescope, clear skies, an intimate knowledge of the night sky, patience, and a fair amount of luck. Dr. Millar started with several major advantages over his terrestrial precursors. He always had clear skies, and despite the best efforts of the terraformers, they would remain that way for the next few generations. Because of its greater distance from the sun, Mars was also a slightly better observing platform than Earth. But most important of all, the search could be largely automated. It was no longer necessary to memorize star fields, as some of the old-timers had done, so that you could instantly recognize an intruder. Photography had long ago made that approach obsolete. It was only necessary to take two exposures, a few hours apart, and then to compare them, to see if anything had moved. Although this could be done at leisure, sitting comfortably indoors and not shivering in the cold night, it was still extremely tedious. The young Clyde Tombaugh, back in the 1930s, had scanned literally millions of star images before discovering Pluto. The photographic approach had lasted for more than a century before being replaced by electronics. A sensitive television camera could scan the sky, store the resultant star image, then go back and look again later. In a few seconds, a computer program could do what had taken Clyde Tombaugh months. Ignore all the stationary objects and flag anything that had moved. It was not really as simple as that. A naive program would rediscover hundreds of known asteroids and satellites, not to mention thousands of pieces of man-made space junk. All these had to be checked against catalogs, but this too could be done automatically. Anything that survived this filtering process was likely to be interesting.